Union.
And now a star is born. On April 5th, 1973, the world welcomed little baby Pharrell Williams. The future music artist surprised everyone in the delivery room that day. Why isn't he crying?
He's just so happy.
Pharrell Williams, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's on Request Friday. I just got a call from Sinus just behind the building. And 85 was moving, and I said, well, it won't be long before something happens. I just get a call. 85 north of Taylor, there is smoke. Something's going on. So if you know what that situation is, if you've been by it or can see it from where you're at, please call us at 272-9228 so we can get an update on the radio quickly. And for the gentleman that requested One I Love, it follows Fox News.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump is visiting the southern border at Calexico, California. The president telling a Border Patrol roundtable that the immigration system is full.
Whether it's asylum, whether it's anything you want, it's illegal immigration. Can't take you anymore. We can't take you. Our country is full.
The president says he expects to build 400 miles of border wall in the next 2 years, but could face court battles over funding and environmental concerns. The Supreme Court again allowing a new federal ban to stay in place on a device that allows semi-automatic rifles to fire at rates similar to automatic weapons.
Today's order is the third time the Supreme Court has denied an emergency appeal from gun rights groups. Those groups want the court to block enforcement of a ban on bump stocks, a firearms accessory used in the 2017 mass shooting in Las Vegas that killed 58 people.
Fox's Jared Halpern. This is Fox News.
My request. Haywood Banks, this is the Toast Guy.
Got a gal with just one eye.
Yeah.
No depth of field, but sweet as pie. And I just don't carry on. If a vision isn't stereo. To me, she'll always be the tops. My sweet little cyclops. She's the one I, one I, one I. She's the one I, one I love. She's the one I, one I, one I. She's the one I, one I love. Now you might wonder what she's thinking. It looks like she's winking. In arguments I yell and cry. But you just can't see the other side. It's worse than it looks, says her mother. Cause she's blind in one eye, blonde in the other. Well, she's the one I, one I, one I. She's the one I, one I love. She's the one I, one I, one I. She's the one I, one I love. Now how it happens, she just won't spill. Was it Scissor Sprint or William Tell? Well, the eye got put out and was never found. Gone to take a look around. My Columbo cutie, Pop-Pop Pumpkin. Sammy Jr., Sandy Duncan. Oh, she's the one I, one I, one I. She's the one I, one I love. She's the one I, one I, one I. She's the one I, one I love. She's the one I, one I, one I. She's the one I, one I love.
The Toast Guy, Haywood Banks. Some people think this song is toastless, tasteless. It's the one I love, and that was for the gentleman that is offered to make a pledge of $100 Tell Duke. About daughter Nell. And I just put that link, that GoFundMe link is on my page. I think it's important enough. Look, if we can get 500 people to donate 10 bucks, we can clear this. This is a woman who's already lost a leg, who has had brittle teeth from all the medical work that she's had done. And, you know, this is a thing with a dad, you know, trying to help his daughter. And I hate this for him, for her, and for them. But it sure as hell got my head out of my ass today when I was having my own little pity party.
Hi, this is Sharon, your local Google specialist. We have a front page position available for a business like yours and can guarantee front page placement with unlimited clicks 24 hours a day at a flat rate on Google.
Ooh.
Press the 1 key right now to see if you qualify and are interested in receiving calls from customers locally searching for your type of business.
Whoa.
Please press 1 now
or
press the 2 key to be removed. Thank you.
Well,
this has been the bane of my existence for the last few weeks.
This Google crap?
Yeah, and it's not just Google. It's another thing, too. Your student loans. Like, oh, go to hell.
I know it. I've never had a student loan.
I don't have student loans.
I sure as hell don't.
I am debt free. Well, for the government.
When I went to school, I managed to go to Illinois for almost 3 full years, and I think the total cost was under $1,800.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me. 8 minutes after 4 o'clock. So here's what we have on the request situation. We just got a call while you were out about billowing smoke on northbound 85 past Taylor. See if anybody has information on that. Shaving cream. I wrote this one down so sloppily, I don't remember what the request was. Park Close. Somebody wanted... I don't know what that is. I don't know what Park Close is. Never heard of it.
The Moth.
The Moth. And
yoga
Paul
pants.
Harvey's If I Were the Devil.
Hmm? Yes, and Yoga Pants.
And Yoga Pants.
John just called.
Yes.
And you get Paul Harvey, I Have
yes.
the Devil?
Yes.
Okay. John just called and said that smoke that's billowing up into the air is beyond exit 9. He's guessing Chantilly, if not further down the road to like Wah or like
Wah.
Yeah, you know the town of
Wah.
Right. It's something.
But we don't know
fire.
What's producing the smoke. Something's on fire.
Yeah, maybe the roof. The roof.
Maybe
the roof
somebody's
is on fire.
Head.
Who do we turn to?
Everybody remain calm!
Fire Marshal Bill.
That's the guy. That was, you know, it's too bad it was done by Jim Carrey because he's grown into a 24-carat ass hole over the years. And
he is strange, man. I can't take him
beyond
serious.
Weird. I think he's touched. You know, he was the $20 million man, and then all of a sudden he stopped being funny.
Sure.
All right. Before we go back to the traffic dungeon to see if we can solve the mystery on 85 northbound, past Taylor, perhaps past Middleine, with the rising smoke, a quick mention for our friends at Georgia Floors Direct. They have floored the River Region for half a century. And I love that term because they've not only floored it with actual flooring, but they floored it with great and real wholesale pricing from their location at 1965 Eastern Boulevard. It's another great example of a business formula that has worked. So let's not tamper with it. What a concept. This works great for us. This works great for our customers. So let's not try and reinvent the wheel. I think that's that in itself these days, when we watch what some companies have done, thinking there's a good idea, and then they're out of business. Georgia Floors Direct still does it the same way they did 50 years ago. They acquire popular styles of flooring straight from the manufacturers. You get the wholesale price. Jeff Mallinson, who's been there half of those 50 years, has built a team, the Merry Band of Floriers, to help you navigate so you can have a focused visit and see what you can do with the budget you're working on and offer you 12 months good as cash for qualified customers. And then they have built their own team of installers who are as good as it gets when it comes to flooring installation. I've watched them with fascination. when they've done work at my place, because they can, they have a skill that I couldn't hope to have in a million years of evolution. It's an amazing thing to watch. So when you're ready for new flooring, whether it's a single room or a whole house, or you want to swap out carpeting for a hardwood tile or laminate, go to Georgia Floors Direct, 1965 Eastern Boulevard next to Ashley Home, or see them on Facebook. Papa B.
Hey, Greg, Joey, and Rosie.
Hey, Papa B.
Oh, Greg, I want to apologize to you and your listeners for getting out of sorts yesterday talking about the reparations thing, but kind of got a little emotional there.
Well,
I'm going to try to reel it in today.
Yeah, and keep it quick because we're tight for time, please.
Well, I will. I just wanted to tell you that, and thank you for the show. It's a great show. That's all I really had to say.
That's it?
That's it.
Well, you have about 45 seconds more to tell us how great we are, if you want them.
No, I mean, if that's all the time you got, I don't have time to go into what I wanted to say. So, and I'll just try to catch you Monday, okay?
All right, man. Thanks, Papa B.
Have a great week.
What is it with this lard ass that almost became governor of Georgia that says she won the election?
Oh, you're talking about Stacey Abrams?
They're delusional. She did not win that election. She lost by 50,000 votes in spite of massive voter fraud, and she's running around like the Empress with no clothes. Get over it already, would you? Jeez. I've never seen such infantilization of not only the politicians. What's this? Occasional cortex hit with another FEC complaint about violating campaign laws. Didn't take her long to figure out how to screw the system, did it? You ignorant, homely thing.
Did you see her latest live stream video? I mean, they're going too far with this crap.
What is she doing?
She was drinking wine, putting together IKEA furniture, and comparing her fight for the climate. And she reiterated the world, if we don't do anything and reduce emissions by 50% within 12 years,
yeah.
I mean, we're all doomed. We're all going to die. Well, we are anyway, Alexandria. The world's always coming
to an
end.
We're not in very good shape when we elect people like her to begin with.
But here's the kicker, Greg.
What?
You think you're mad now? I can see the blood pressure rising, the vein in your forehead is beginning to throb. I mean, it has nothing on Elizabeth Warren's vein. I would never say that about you, but she compared this fight and the people who deny that we're in trouble in 12 years to those who denied, you know, rights to people like, say, blacks in America here in the South. She compared her fight to the civil rights movement of the 1960s.
Well, now she's got a whole group of people that are going to be on her.
Right.
She's really making that comparison.
Yes.
Rachel Diamond and Silk get a hold of her.
What evidence is she presenting that certifies the inevitable doom of our planet? Because if it's going to die in 12 years, let's party. That's what I say. It ain't going to stop it. God's the only one that has that power, and I'll just leave it in his capable hands if that's okay.
I covered a story a couple days ago. Fossil fuel companies have actually come up with a, it seems promising, technology that removes carbon from the atmosphere.
We should ask David Blackman about that. You know, that's his specialty.
Right.
We'll probably have him on again Tuesday. But I am so sick of this beast from the Bronx or whatever borough she's from in New York. This woman gets her ass sucked on so hard by Colbert and all the other left-wing media. She's probably got, her body looks like a hickey-riddled thing.
That's an epic rant, but I need to shut off Facebook. I use it to find stories, but as you're doing your rant there,
yeah,
about the hickey thing, I just found a video of a cat eating a donut with its owner at the same time. It's
Isn't
adorable.
That sweet?
I'm going to send it to you. I think you'll love it.
Did Emily put that on Facebook?
No, but I'm going to send it to you.
All right, I can't wait to see it, Joey. Let's check traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool this summer. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
We are rolling into the 4 o'clock hour in Montgomery Skywatch. See some accidents to tell you about. We have a couple of them on the South Boulevard. One of those is right at South Court Street in Montgomery. Another one down at Narrow Lane Road in front of the CVS. We also have a tractor trailer on the side of the road at South Court and 85 North. So watch out as you come off of 65 there. And the police are reporting a new accident at Ann Street and Highland Avenue. Let's be careful out there. Boy, it is busy. You're going to have to look out around you and watch out for the other guy. Invisible Fence has great indoor and outdoor systems to protect your pet and make your relationship with your pet more enjoyable. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V Guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
I'm Ellis Eske for CBS 8 and ABC 32. A presidential candidate is making a stop in the capital city. Former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper is a Democrat running in the 2020 election. He will visit the Alabama Democratic Conference headquarters from 7 to 8 tonight. Montgomery will be the first city he visits in the southeast before heading to South Carolina this weekend. A candidate has jumped into the race for an Alabama House seat. Charlotte Meadows is running for the vacant District 74 seat that represents part of Montgomery. It became open when State Representative Dimitri Palisos died last week. Meadows is a former Montgomery County School Board member and is the co-founder of Montgomery's first charter school called Lead Academy, which is yet to open. And the Relay for Life Cancer Walk will be moved from outside Baptist Medical Center East to inside Garrett Coliseum tomorrow. The times will stay the same, 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. Parking at Garrett Coliseum will be free. I'm Ellis Eske. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're going to continue to be in a rather active weather pattern for at least the next 3 or 4 days. For tonight, risk of some scattered showers and thunderstorms around. The overnight low temperature drops to about 63. For tomorrow and Sunday, there'll be scattered showers and thunderstorms around both days. It's not going to rain all the time, but every once in a while, you'll run into a shower. The high temperature on Saturday, 81, and then I think we'll be in the maybe mid-80s by the time Sunday gets here. Could be some stronger storms, I think, by late Sunday into Sunday evening. We'll be watching that carefully. You can stay on top of all these weather developments with our weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Instant notifications for watches and warnings. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations or online at yourasecu.com.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new C Spire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the 9th-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new C Spire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. C Spire, customer inspired.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with an updated market report for real estate in the River Region. Sales for new and existing homes are up for our area. So far this year, sales and demand are up over 12% from the same time last year. The supply of homes is down 9% for 2019 over last year due to the fact that homes are selling faster, not staying on the market as long as they were last year. The buyers in the market now seek homes in stable areas that have been updated, clean, and well kept. Buyers in this market tend to shy away from as-is properties because of the expense of updating and upgrading the home after the closing. Buyers will pay more, research has shown, if owners repaint, upgrade appliances, professionally stage, and clean the home prior to the time they put them on the market. For an updated market report for your home, all you have to do is call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally, BoGoodson@charter.net.
Mr. Sandman.
Spring is here, my favorite time of the year, except there's no football, it's still too cold to swim, pollen. Okay, maybe it's not my favorite season, but it is a great time to buy a new mattress. My new lineups are coming in with introductory sale prices on products you won't see anywhere else in this area. Memory foams, latex, hybrids, and plain old mattresses are in stock. We still have many nice closeouts and floor samples at crazy low prices, including some Serta, Jameson, and Restonic sets. We also have a number of adjustable base floor samples discounted. A large selection of headboards and beds are on sale. Come to the store that actually tells you the price, not the payment for 5, 6, or 8 years. We have no interest financing with approved credit, but we have many nice mattress sets you can afford to pay for. Thick queen mats from $249, kings from $299, king adjustable bases from $299 while supplies last. Queen mattresses started only $99. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday with a huge inventory on hand on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, across from the Dollar General, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Join Vocal, Victims of Crime and Leniency, on April 12th at the Attorney General's Office in downtown Montgomery for a special program to recognize Crime Victims Week. Vocal, its partners, and crime victims will pay tribute to those lost to violent crimes and recognize the gains in victims' advocacy that Vocal has championed for since 1982. For more details on services, vigils, and general information, visit VocalOnline.org or call 800-239-3222.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technology. If you own a business, you know how important it is to get in front of your customer. Radio has proved to be the best medium for us. For many years, the stations at Blue Water Broadcasting have served us well. For success for your business, call the folks at Blue Water today.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
A request Friday for Norm MacDonald.
Back, I'm sitting with Norm MacDonald. And now, not all your material comes from the news. Is that right?
You know, no, some of my material comes, my strongest material comes from real life.
Real life?
Like, for instance, today I was driving in a car. Mm-hmm. You were kind enough to bring a car to bring this old chunk of coal here to the studio.
We send cars for our guests, yes.
Yeah, so I got in it, and I get material that way, so my driver...
What do you mean? How do you get material that way? You get in the car, and what happens?
My driver tells me a joke.
The driver we sent to pick you up told you a joke.
Yeah.
And you're going to tell it now on the show.
Yeah, that's how I get a lot of my material.
Okay. Why don't we just have him on next time?
That guy... No, wait till you hear me do it. So the guy, he goes, I'll be the guy.
Okay.
A moth goes into a podiatrist's office.
A moth goes into a podiatrist's office. Right.
You are correct. A moth goes into a podiatrist's office, mm-hmm. And the podiatrist's office says, "What's the problem?" And the moth says, "What's the problem? Where do I begin, man?" He goes, "I go to work for Gregory Linovich, and all day long I work." Honestly, Doc, I don't even know what I'm doing anymore. I don't even know if Gregory Linovich knows. He only knows that he has power over me, and that seems to bring him happiness. But I don't know. I wake up in a malaise, and I walk here and there. And the podiatrist says, "Oh, yeah?" And the moth goes, "Yes." And he goes, "At night, I sometimes wake up and I turn to some old lady in my bed that's on my arm, a lady that I once loved, Doc. I don't know where to turn to. My youngest, Alexandria, she fell in the cold of last year." Mm-hmm. "The cold took her down, as it did many of us." "And my other boy..." "And this is the hardest pill to swallow, Doc. My other boy, Gregorio..." "Ivanilidovich. I no longer love him. As much as it pains me to say, when I look in his eyes, all I see is the same cowardice that I catch when I take a glimpse of my own face in the mirror. If only the cowardice was stronger, then perhaps... perhaps I could bring myself to reach over to that cocked and loaded gun that lays on the bedside behind me. And in this hellish facade once
How long a
all,
drive was this? Do you live in the valley? Where do you live? Please, sorry.
He says, Doc, sometimes I feel like a spider, even though I'm a moth, just barely hanging on to my web with an everlasting fire underneath me. I'm not feeling good. And so the doctor says, Moth, man, you're troubled. But you should be seeing a psychiatrist. Why on earth did you come here? And then the moth said, because the light was on.
Oh, this isn't the one I wanted.
Y-O-G-A Yoga.
There are pants that are for you that'll fit your big behind. Maybe yoga pants ain't the type of pants to keep your skin confined. Say, you can wear what you want to, but they're made for exercise. But you wear them when you shop or just to go out. They don't look like they're your size. And say, yoga pants, they're gonna split if you sneeze. Yoga pants like a trash bag of cottage cheese. Yoga pants, I can see the junk in your trunk. Yoga pants, showing your badonkadonk. Yoga pants, it's the yoga pants. Take off your yoga pants. It's the yoga pants.
Now this next one I recorded only for your benefit, Joey, because you do yoga. See if this makes any sense.
Namaste, everyone, and welcome to Honey Badger Yoga. Now, just a reminder, do not attempt the cobra pose, because the honey badger will rip your face off. He's nasty. Watch out, says that crane. Honey badger don't care what animal you are. Downward dog? Honey badger don't give a chakra. Ew, he's eating that yoga mat. Honey badger is the most fearless yoga master. He doesn't care if he farts in class or if he falls down. He's a nasty-ass honey badger with loose skin that allows him to move through vinyasa. Oh my god, he's eating my Lululemons! Get out of here, stupid! Honey badger yoga.
Did you, I mean, no. Do they name yoga poses after animals or something?
No, I do DDPY, so DDP
That's
yoga.
That's a good yogurt.
Yeah, DDP yoga.
Especially with fruit at the bottom.
And Diamond Dallas Page, he started off branding it as not your mama's yoga.
Yeah.
And for guys, so I don't know.
Can I ask you a delicate question?
What?
When you're in a yoga group and you're getting into all these positions like where you have your left hand.
Right.
It's like playing Twister in a way.
I suppose.
Your left hand's here and then you have to lift your leg up. Does anybody ever have a little accident?
I don't know because I do yoga alone. I use an app. And he changes the names of all the poses, so I don't know what the hell, like, vinyasa means.
Well, it's only taken us 5 minutes to get where we were going to go originally with the request for yoga pants. Tim Hawkins. That's the one we want.
This may be the dumbest song I've ever written. It's pretty
new,
and it's just about real life, so.
My knee's a little sore. It might not be too much.
Okay. Do cat lift, then.
My wife was out for 3 days to visit her mom. I was supposed to cook and clean while she was gone. Somehow she never buckles under all the demands. I had to know her secret, I had to understand. Well, I thought it might be coffee, but that gives her the shakes. It might be soap operas, but she says they're too fake. It's not the car she drives or what she puts in her hair. I realized it's got to be something that she wears. Yoga pants. She wears them all day. Yoga pants. At work and at play. Yoga pants. What's all the fuss? What makes them so special that they keep them from us? Yoga pants. person would leave it alone. But I'm not a normal person and nobody was home. My wife was out of town and the kids were outside. I went into the bedroom and decided I would try yoga pants. So stretchy and thin, yoga pants. Feels like my own skin, yoga pants. Where you been all my life? I've never done yoga, but these make me wanna try yoga pants. So soft and so sleek, yoga pants. Feels good on my cheeks, yoga pants. These are the best. If you're waiting for a video, don't hold your breath.
Namaste.
Don't worry, we always get it right. What is it that Larry from the Three Stooges likes to say? There's another thing I had in the system. Where'd it go? Oh, well. Sometimes I think I'm going crazy.
One of us is crazy, and it's not you.
Oh, well, that's good. Good to hear. No, it's, he says, whatever. Mentally ill Democrats. Now Trump's tax returns are the real silver bullet, says Donnie Deutschbag. What? Oh, wonderful.
Sharon stopped by.
That's very kind. Thank you, Sharon. This is a donation for the GoFundMe page that you will see on my Facebook link, and it's entitled, Please Help My Daughter, Mary Nell. And what made this especially meaningful to me is that I'm thinking about a year ago and all the happiness and then all the shock and sadness. And it was, okay, tough situation, heartbreak, and disappointment. What this young lady's going through is a real problem.
Yes.
So, it's God's way of, you know, taking me by the hand and saying, Greg Beadle,
I know today's
somebody with a real problem.
Well, and I know that gave you perspective. And that said, though, I know these next few days will be tough for you. Do you think you'll be up to watching some of the Smithsonian Channel?
That's my escape. Do you happen to have the schedule for tonight?
Yes, I was thinking of you, Greg.
What is it?
At 7 p.m., Air Disasters, Deadly Mission. It's 1961.
Oh, this is the Dag Hammarskjöld air crash.
Yeah, yeah. Dag Hammarskjöld.
There are a lot of suspicion about this because he was a UN guy.
Yeah.
That was a shocker back in the day.
Right.
That's what my grandparents told me anyway.
So you've seen this episode?
This one I've seen.
Okay, at 8 p.m.
But it's worth watching a second time.
8 p.m., Ariel America, Idaho.
I've seen that state.
What about...
There's 56 other states. Why can't they show...
Oh, wait. 9 p.m., Ariel America, Illinois.
I've seen the Illinois one, too. There's a lot of mounds in it.
Well...
From many angles, you've seen
Well, it looks
Illinois.
Like you've seen at 10 p.m. America's Hidden Story, CIA, cyber attack.
No, that one I haven't watched yet.
Oh, really?
That's where they really get down and into the nitty-gritty of an event.
I could read the description
if
you like.
I want our listeners to know.
This is at 10 p.m. tonight on the Smithsonian Channel, folks. America's Hidden Story, CIA cyber attack. It's a Cold War story involving a turncoat KGB agent, doctored computer chips, and a fiery blast in the Siberian wilderness, big enough to see from space.
Wow.
Modern historians investigate the claim of a 1982 Russian gas pipeline explosion to see if it was the result of the world's first ever cyber attack, a retaliatory measure ordered by Ronald Reagan to bring the Soviet Union to its knees.
Ooh,
pretty cool.
Plot thickens.
Yeah, they do such a great job on documentaries. Now, the Dag Hammarskjöld, it's a hard name to pronounce. I wish his name was Husker Du or something.
Husker Du.
He's got a lot of consonants in there. That was a pretty big deal, and I did not know there was a conspiracy angle to that.
Yeah, story. Air traffic controllers and local dignitaries in, is it Nadola, Africa?
Yeah.
Await the arrival of the UN Secretary General Dag
Hammarskjöld.
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 Sounds like the Swedish chef or something. Like the Muppets. Or, I don't know. Flying in on a top secret peace mission, but the plane never arrives and is found the next morning crashed and burning just a few miles from the airport. Mm. For decades, conspiracy theories have suggested that the plane was shot down. Yeah. But now, startling new claims from a former U.S. intelligence officer have triggered a new investigation to get to the bottom of this controversial decades-long aviation mystery.
It's just like that guy that was in the Clinton administration who just happened to be on a plane that crashed. I think it was Ron Brown was his name. I'm hoping that air disasters will investigate that one.
Sure, sure.
Because he is one of so many people who had close ties with the Clinton who ended up deceased.
Well, and then tonight, I'm most looking forward to, at NXT TakeOver New York, Johnny Gargano versus Adam Cole, baby! 2 out of 3 falls match for the vacated NXT championship title. Tommaso Ciampa did have the title, but he actually did have a neck injury, so he had to vacate it. And so now the leader of the Undisputed Era, Adam Cole, baby! And Johnny Gargano will face off in a 2 out of 3 falls match.
That sounds like a mafia documentary. Johnny Gargano goes against the...
Johnny Gargano's the good guy. He's the baby face. And then Adam Cole is the bad guy. But both those guys are spectacular in ring and can talk really well. It'll be fun. Should be a great match.
And what channel will I find that?
WWE Network.
I don't think I get that.
You stream it. It's like a...
Like urine?
No, actually, you know how the MLB Network has their own, you subscribe to it, and you can watch online? It's not on any cable providers?
I don't need to do that.
Right, but it's a standalone thing.
Right, so must be nice to have that kind of money that you can sit away on things like...
$10 a month?
Hey, it adds up, buddy. You could be putting that towards your retirement. Speaking of which, we will have Fox Business here. Boy, the White Sox came back again, Joey. Now they're up 10-8 over the Seattle Mariners.
Yeah, whoever's coaching those Mariners better be sure they didn't waste their money on the WWE Network. They're going to need that retirement fund soon.
Dodgers up on the Rockies 2-1 this afternoon. The Cardinals playing their home opener 1-0 over the Padres. And the Tampa Bay Devil Dogs are up 4-0 on the San Francisco Giants, who positively suck this year.
I'm still amazed Tampa Bay can actually have, you know, sports teams.
It's early.
I'm a Buccaneers fan, but you go to that area, Tampa Bay, St. Petersburg, it's like retirement community USA.
And that stadium they play in is awful, and they're stuck there for like 8 more years.
Oh, the baseball stadium?
Yeah, they need to build something along the bay in Tampa like they have in San Francisco, then... They'll have a thing.
I will say the Buccaneers Stadium is fantastic.
Well, that's where they one of the places they want to build it is near where the Bucs have theirs.
Yeah.
439 on News Talk 93.1 FM, a company we're proud to have as a sponsor is Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka. James Garrett and Tommy Johnson have a workshop there. It's a house of invention. And what they do, their clients are people who have caught that horrible break, like our friend Donnie out there on mile marker 9. Life is good one instant, and then somebody blows a red light or a drunk driver comes along, and somebody's facing long-term rehabilitation. This is where Gulf States Mobility steps in to restore choices. That's job one, so that they can re-empower people to do as much for themselves as they possibly can. Amazing. Oh, there's Jussie Smollett on TV feeling sorry for himself now that the city of Chicago has sued him for $130,000. Such horrible fates befalling that young man. Self-inflicted, of course. People with real needs and who have caught a really tough break, not a self-created one, they don't want anybody's pity. They want to do as much for themselves as they can. And this is what Gulf States Mobility seeks to establish with every client they take. Make the home they live in safe and accessible. If there's an upstairs, a chairlift for stairs so they can be safely navigable. And then not knowing, in many cases, you know, what the long-term prognosis is, just being there to do customized work, including motorized equipment, for people so they can get around and lead the best life, the life fullest of choices possible. Their number is 514-6590. We always ask in appreciation of your own mobility to look them up and like them on Facebook because they do great work. The pride of Wetumpka at 1647 Coosa River Parkway, Gulf States Mobility. I went down and saw Mr. Balaki, gave him the info on that report of smoke on 85 northbound. Let's get the latest from him, Fox Business, Rich's forecast, and then we'll update the live-in fear Doppler. And we have time for requests at 272-9228.
Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic looking at things in the middle of the 4 o'clock hour, and we have some accidents on the boulevard for you. We have one at Troy Highway and the Southern Boulevard. We also have an accident with injury at the Boulevard and South Court Street. If you're up in Prattville, there's an accident on Cobbs Ford Road in front of Chick-fil-A. Let's be careful this afternoon. We have a lot of traffic on the boulevard. It is stop and go all the way around. I-65 is running at a speed limit ride. I-85 has no problems, except when you get up around Taylor Road. Everything slows down between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway. Be careful and get yourself home safely for the weekend. Trenton State Community College is offering an introduction to APP development with SWIFT. Classes are only $75 and run April 8th through May 9th. Call Renita Scott at 420-4400 for more information. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're going to continue to be in a rather active weather pattern for at least the next 3 or 4 days. For tonight, risk of some scattered showers and thunderstorms around. The overnight low temperature drops to about 63. For tomorrow and Sunday, there'll be scattered showers and thunderstorms around both days. It's not going to rain all the time, but every once in a while, you'll run into a shower. The high temperature on Saturday, 81, and then I think we'll be in the maybe mid-80s by the time Sunday gets here. Could be some stronger storms, I think, by late Sunday into Sunday evening. We'll be watching that carefully. You can stay on top of all these weather developments with our weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Instant notifications for watches and warnings. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
And Boeing is cutting production of its 737 MAX jets, with monthly output slashed by almost a fifth over the next several weeks. The move comes 4 weeks after the fatal crash of an Ethiopian Airlines 737 MAX, and the head of a Wall Street hedge fund is predicting that Amazon shares could hit $3,000 by 2021. Doug Cass, president of Seabreeze Partners Management, is also forecasting that Amazon stock will top $5,000 by 2025, becoming the first $2.5 trillion company measured by stock market value. And tennis great Naomi Osaka is joining the Nike family. The two-time Grand Slam tennis champ signing an endorsement deal with a sportswear brand, switching from her clothing partnership with rival Adidas. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
The worst commercial ever.
Say, Jan, as a fellow respected small business professional, I wonder, who do you use for commercial auto and business insurance?
Progressive, of course. They helped with a customized insurance solution for my busy florist company.
I'm so glad we had this chance encounter in this busy restaurant.
Yes, that fake conversation was brutal. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided and serviced by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated in third-party insurers.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
You have a 1 in 2 chance of having prediabetes or diabetes. We can take steps right now to beat the odds. It's Baratunde Thurston, and on this episode of Spit, I sit down with Tim McGraw, Tracy Brown, and Julia Hu to get the scoop on what we can do right now to live healthier lives.
The things that you can concretely do every day that can help you move forward with your health creates a ripple effect in the rest of your life.
Spit is an iHeartRadio podcast with 23andMe. Listen to the latest episode in the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your favorite shows.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, 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 ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I have a sad story to tell you. It may hurt your feelings a bit. Last night when I walked into my bathroom, I stepped in a big pile of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. I think I'll break off with my girlfriend. Her antics are queer, I'll admit. Each time I say, darling, I love you, she tells me that I'm full of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. Our baby fell out of the window. You'd think that her head would be split. But good luck was with her that morning. She fell in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. An old lady died in a bathtub. She died from a terrible fit. In order to fulfill her wishes, she was buried in 6 feet of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. When I was in France with the army, one day I looked into my kit. I thought I would find me a sandwich, but the darn thing was loaded with shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. And now, folks, my story is ended. I think it is time I should quit. If any of you feel offended, stick your head in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen.
Sorry, Miss Friday on Happy Hour at 4:50. We'll be checking traffic shortly, but we had a request for this classic commentary from Paul Harvey, If I Were the Devil.
If I were the devil. If I were the devil. If I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness. And I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population. But I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree. The... So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old, I would teach to pray after me, our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild. Until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. And what'll you bet? I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich. I would caution against extremes in hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
Good day. It sounds like Paul Harvey was a bit visionary when he made that commentary. Sorry, Rosie.
Prophetic.
4:53. I'm getting ready to make a donation to the Help My... I want to make sure you...
Mary Nell.
Help My Daughter Mary Nell Fund. Her dad called in earlier to let us know what this poor young woman has been through. It's horrible. And through all the treatments for a variety of other situations, left her teeth brittle. And it's the one part that they don't have coverage for. So we're trying to help out, and that's on my Facebook page.
I'll make one when I get home. And I will share it.
We've had some folks who have already generously jumped in, and I will announce their names shortly. And I'm going to make a donation. I never ask you guys to do anything I don't do myself. So, and especially this weekend, his call was a real wake-up for me. Let's review our requests on this All Request Friday. Have we not done one that we promised?
Have you played any Dr. Sigmund Azebo?
No Dr. Sigmund Azebo yet. So what else? Our number's 2729228. Feel free to call.
You played the Scotsman song? Jim wanted to hear it, and he's a faithful listener.
I don't need the guilt trip. I'll play it.
I was just telling you who requested it.
No, Jim, or I'm getting it out
guilting
right
you
now.
At all. If you feel guilty, it's not me doing it.
All right, it'll happen right after Fox News, which is only a few minutes away.
Awesome.
And again, they're closed in just a few minutes, but congratulations to Lewis Lawn on everything going on there, and they have a need for people. So if you know somebody who's looking for work, they need pickup and delivery folks, they need mechanics, they need counter help, please give them this number, 244-9191. Or give them this address, 1135 Northeastern Bypass, and have them stop by early next week. And I want to congratulate the Lewis's. Wonderful business, wonderful people. And I'll be bringing key lime pies out there on Tuesday.
Woohoo!
Because Ginny Lewis, I have a weakness for my kid. I haven't made one in a long time, too. Well, just been busy. Just busy. It is 4:55. We just got a new update from Balaki downstairs. And when they're long, it can't be good news. So let's find out.
As we move a little bit closer to the 5 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch is looking around the river region, and we see an extremely busy boulevard, starting with the accident at South Court Street in the boulevard, progressing all the way around to the Troy Highway where there's an accident. Then from Vaughan Road all the way up to the Atlanta Highway, it's just jammed up, so watch out around the traffic lights. It may take you a couple of light cycles to get through some of those intersections. I-65 is still moving along without any problems. I-85 is okay until you get into the area around East Chase. Taylor Road, it starts to slow down, and that's going to stay with you until you get on past Chantilly Parkway. So just be ready for it. Traffic's moving, but it's moving really slowly. Our traffic spotters have just spotted another accident. This one is on I-65 northbound. It's at mile marker 181. There are injuries. This looks like a vehicle rollover, so be careful in that area. Watch out for the emergency vehicles responding. Festival Plaza is the center of shopping for East Montgomery with a bright, fresh new look. Shop the Nail Studio, World Finance, ABC Store, and more. There at the corner of Taylor and Vaughan, another great Clinton and Company Development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey, Terry just texted me. The White Sox beat Seattle, Joey.
Oh, what a game. What a game.
Oh, she wants to hear the first baseball game.
Now that was a game.
Do you like
yes.
that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we have that lined up for the next hour as well. Fox News ahead, the Scotsman song, and the first baseball game, all part of the exciting 5 to 6 extravaganza.
Can you believe it?
What do you got going on tonight besides?
No, just fun.
Something other than wrestling?
No. No, I'm going to cover wrestling for the whole hour and make you listen, brother.
Joey!
Sounds like fun, brother.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hello, this is Greg Schaefer, owner of AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. You've probably heard or seen one of the numerous commercials for Custom Ink and Vistaprint proclaiming the services they provide in the custom apparel and promotional product market. Well, did you know that you have a local company that can claim the same expertise and product options with some added benefit? Ordering online from these national companies can be risky. Receiving your order in the wrong color with poor print quality, or after your target deadline, we create a nightmare scenario for your business, school, or organization. By calling AKD, you can eliminate those risks and unpleasant surprises and make AKD your local one-stop shop for custom decorated apparel and promotions. So next time, don't press your luck. Call on the local experts at AKD with two